I was recently asked by a business owner whether I guaranteed any type of financial results from my programs. You know the ones I'm talking about, the promise of $10,000 months, five-figure results, eight-figure businesses. I would never ethically promise, let alone guarantee, that these would be the results from any program I had to offer. Does that mean I don't stand by the results of my programs that I have to offer? Certainly not. But here's the thing. Let me remind you, eight-figure businesses make more than $10 million in turnover a year. By definition, a small business is defined as having an annual turnover of $10 million or less. Now let me ask you, if you were earning $10 million a year or more, would you be on Facebook looking for services? I bet not. So why would these experts waste their money advertising on Facebook in business groups that are typically filled with small business owners? It's time to call bullshit and start to understand the real dangers in these claims. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature. Now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. 13 years ago, I decided to embark on this business owner journey. I set out to be a support, provide management solutions to business owners who didn't have the structure or even the funds to have a CFO-style role in their business, but needed the expertise and guidance that one would bring to them. My business was aptly named Management Solutions by Design, for obvious reasons, and it was built on the premise that I would provide the support necessary to build adequate, bespoke financial foundations for businesses. I would train business owners on how to use and implement these resources and systems into their business, provide enough support so that the business owners themselves would gain the confidence to move forward successfully without me. Without me needing to be a permanent fixture or a role like that as a permanent fixture in their business. Back then, the word coach wasn't a saturated term that got drowned out by those that had the best marketing skills. It was a time when experience mattered, a time when those seeking business coaching services of any kind had realistic expectations of results and what it would take to get the outcomes they wanted or desired. Unfortunately, we've entered an age where instant anything is preferred. Instant answers to anything, calculators in our hands, text messaging, even AI that will tell us what we should think about a particular topic in an instant. I get it. It's all progressive and they're all useful tools. But has it created an unrealistic expectation about things that genuinely take work, like business results? And is that really the fault of those having these expectations or of those setting those expectations? I saw a post on Facebook just the other day where a woman had indicated that she'd started her business 8 weeks ago. Yes, you heard that right. 8 weeks ago. And she was chomping at the bit to find out how she could possibly make more sales or genuinely should she shut up shop. 8 weeks she's been in business. 8 weeks. Sorry, I need to keep saying it out loud because it still baffles me. So you know what? I took the bait and was curious as to what advice others were going to give her because there were over 30 responses to this particular post. Now, of those 30 responses to this particular post, not one of those responses told her to sit tight. The business is a long game. Not one of them. There were plenty of advice on the use of Facebook ads working for some. There were responses with links to experts who could help with marketing or products, etc. There were others that were putting their hand up, you know, DM me and I'll talk you through it. But no one was eager to realign her expectation that 8 weeks wasn't enough time, typically, to be successful, let alone to determine whether her business was a failure. Except me, of course. Enter the conservative financial coach. I couldn't help myself. I had to remind her that running a business required time, and it required so much more of her than just 8 weeks. 8 weeks. So after imparting my wisdom, I thought I'd continue to scroll, only to see ad after ad about this promise of $10,000 monthly results guarantees, programs for six-figure businesses, eight-figure businesses. Let me remind you that eight-figure businesses are making more than $10 million in turnover a year. Over $10 million sales. By definition, a small business is defined as those with an annual turnover of $10 million or less. Your medium-sized businesses are between $10 million and $250 million turnover sales per year. Now let me ask you, if you were seriously earning $10 million or more a year, would you be scrolling Facebook looking for services of other people? I can't believe that you would be. So why would these so-called experts waste their money and advertise on Facebook in these business groups that are typically filled with small business owners? Surely they are enough of an expert to know that that ain't going to work. Or is the reality that they don't work with eight-figure business owners, but really, really want to? Wouldn't you question their experience or the target that they're, you know, why are they playing around on Facebook? Here's the thing, I hope you are questioning that, but so many people aren't. Whilst we're on numbers, because it's one of my favorite things, of the 2.5 million active businesses in Australia to date, how many of them do you think actually exists in an eight-figure ballpark? Here's my point. When are we going to get real about this shit? About these loose promises at best that are being spewed all over our social media platforms? Are we going to continue to allow such claims to take away our rationale as business owners? It is time to call it a day and start to understand the real dangers in these claims and why we continually get disappointed by these so-called coaches giving us qualified coaches a bad name. Here's the thing. Anyone who has ever run a business would know that it takes fucking work. There is no magic or easy fix to getting from $0 to that $10 million mark, let alone a course that you're going to find on Facebook, and certainly not in 8 weeks. Can you get to that $10 million mark? Of course you can, but it takes a lot of work to get there. And it will take a clear understanding that $10 million in turnover is not $10 million in profit. It's not $10 million cold hard cash in your bank account. And it's far from it, my friend. Why? Because it costs money to make money. And when you're in that $10 million mark, or even the $1 million mark, it takes a lot of money to create that sort of result. These claims that you're seeing splashed up all in your face are about one aspect of the equation. What you should be looking for are details on how much it cost to get to that $10 million, to get to that $1 million, to have those five-figure, six-figure months. Because in a lot of cases, it could well be in excess of $500,000 or even $5 million or even, you know, $20,000 in expenses to get there a month. I ask you, as a business, do you have enough access to this type of funding to get you to those results? Not even the $500,000 mark or the $5 million mark, but to get to $10,000 months, do you already have access to $5,000 potentially a month? Because I can tell you right now, you're going to need access to that sort of money prior to making those sales, to actually getting to that turnover. You see, it will require you to put in your cash into, say, Facebook marketing prior to the money being made, or it may require you to access some cash to invest in these $5,000, $10,000 coaching courses or programs prior to making those results, prior to getting that sort of outcome. And then, my friend, you're going to have to do all the work. That is what is real. Revenue numbers, turnover, sales, whatever you refer to them as, they are all the same thing. But these numbers, they don't tell you the whole story. They aren't actually helpful in isolation. But when used in isolation, these claims, they can actually be quite irresponsible by those so-called experts. Where is the disclaimer for such claims? Where are the governing bodies to ensure that you get what you're paying for? Let me tell you this. I did an extra 9 years of study, both through university and to get my CPA qualification. And in doing both of those things, I had to take ethic classes. But beyond the classes themselves, being a CPA and maintaining my membership to that governing body means that I actually have to uphold those ethics. I'm part of a governing body that holds me accountable to what I do on a daily basis. It holds me accountable to the things I can and can't say and the things I can and can't do. I say this not because I have any problem with that. I say this because it means I actually have the support and qualification that provides you or my clients with the promise that I will behave ethically. You actually get that when you take up a service with me. It comes built in. But here we are with a ton of so-called experts or coaches running around with any governing body keeping them accountable to the things they say or do, or worse still, the things they guarantee. Where is the regulation around the revenue claims that they are making? There needs to be more people held accountable to these claims. Not for my sake. I actually stand by what I do. And like I said, I have all the qualifications, ethics, and governing bodies to support this. But more for your sake or those falling into the trap of these claims. Are they even being held accountable by you, the consumer? Because this would be just as effective. But unfortunately, for now though, that's not going to change anytime soon. And I often say to people, just like you would when employing any person to work in or for your organization, do the relevant checks that they are right for you and your needs, and they have the qualifications to do so. Investigate beyond any generic social proof of testimonials and ask all the questions of them. Be sure to ask for the guarantee in writing. Understand what happens if you don't get what you are guaranteed, and do all the things that will ensure you get what you are paying for or investing in, as they say. Having said all of that, I did also want to add that results aren't just one-sided. There are some claims out there on programs that are actually true. And these are actually going to be obvious if you look beyond the hype and the theatrics of any one sales pitch. If you recall what I said about the business owner who wanted to know what was wrong after just 8 weeks of little or no sales, this unfortunately isn't an isolated incident. I see posts like this all the time. In particular, I see a lot of backlash against the coaching industry in general because of a lot of what I've discussed here. The backlash comes from these broken promises, the letdown of little to no success after taking on these programs, some of which is valid, some of which is not. I say this because there are an unreasonable amount of business owners who actually do believe that these courses are magic fixes. And yes, they may have been led to believe that, but as a business owner, I implore you to look beyond the hype and understand that every program probably has its own merits, but that work will be required on your part to get to the outcomes you desire. Now, I know you may be thinking this is a no-brainer. Of course, work needs to be done. But the overwhelming number of online courses that don't get completed is a prime example of this. And I even worry about this for my small business cash flow course. You see, over the years, I have developed a proven methodology around creating a solid cash flow strategy plan for business owners. So there's a method to my madness, and as such, I have structured the content and the type of delivery of my small business cash flow course with this in mind, to ensure that each student that goes through the course gets the most out of it. The reality is, if not followed, there may be a breakdown in the overall result. For example, I purposely drip feed each week's content in so as to not overwhelm my students and to ensure that they've got time to get through a piece of information and build on that thinking until the next piece of information is released the following week, which is likely to be the next stage of the process. And like I said, it's a proven strategy that I have mastered in various industries, various business types and styles over more than 20 years. If the course isn't followed or the steps aren't taken in a particular order, and if ultimately the work is not done, i.e. the course isn't finished, you won't have the results that I'm suggesting that you will have if you were to sign on. And it's as simple as that. The work must be done. You need to show up. I always say that I contribute to my clients' successes, but I'm not the reason for them. They are. When they show up and do the work, and the success will come. 100% it will. I've seen it. But you have to want it enough, and you have to want to go through the process as it stands. Accountability is key, even as a business owner, and probably even more so. Here are my final thoughts. It is evident that there is a prevalent trend of unrealistic expectation and exaggerated promises floating around, not just in the coaching industry, but particularly around financial results. I can't emphasize enough the importance and need for regulation around these marketing tactics and setting realistic expectations. Therefore, falling short of this type of regulation, because we're not there yet, I urge you to be cautious of claims that focus solely on revenue numbers and learn to understand the impact of profit over revenue when understanding just what is involved in achieving the results being claimed. Whilst I can acknowledge that some programs may indeed deliver on their promises, I just want to reiterate the necessity of putting in the work and taking responsibility for one's own success. But as a group of business owners, we need to demand better of these claims and demand greater transparency from those making the claims. So go forth, my friend, and get what you need and want. And don't blame all coaches for the actions of some. Whatever you decide to do today, I hope you make it count.
To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.